Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. I just hope you guys have enjoyed really Halloween or eating candy. You know, not so much of it. But anyway, we're just grateful, you know, to really be back with you guys again on Blog Talk Radio. And we just want to just share some things with you because we feel that a lot of us are really just like persevering, you know, tests, you know, getting things together, you know, whatever we're doing. And we got to realize how important it is that this is a part of you becoming successful. So anyway, but we just want you guys to kind of like, I know you guys miss RJ, but yeah, she's going to be back with us. But anyway, guys, I just want to just let you know at 8:30, from 8:30 until 9:30, I'll be back with you. And we maybe, you know, when things get good, we'll keep on discussing, you know, what we're discussing. But anyway, you guys have to realize that that number that you can call in on at 8:30 until 9:30 is 605-475-4000, asset code 945830. And this is Blog Talk, and this is Giver of Life, really. And I really want to just kind of like, just kind of get you, you know, get you a little started. We seem like Monday is just like, ooh. But anyway, Monday has to come for Tuesday to come for Wednesday to come. So we're just going to kind of like see if I can just motivate you to just kind of get to the next day, because you know what? You never know what the next day holds. But anyway, you'll never find out if you don't persevere, if you don't be persistent, you know, to just push. And a lot of times, you know, I want you not to give up if you have a friend. Or you have someone that you know that's really just kind of like, wow, you know, you've seen them, you know, they were just like, you know, and then you see them again, they're like, huh, you know, don't really criticize that person. Just really see if you can grab hold of something to really just help them to just persevere, to just be persistent, to just like, okay, we've done one side, let's do the other, okay? So we want to be successful. We need to realize that there are two ways of obtaining really something that's important. It's a force and perseverance. It's that solid power of the latter growth. You know, it's just like it's irresistible with, you know, with time. It's just like it just push, and it's just like it just push. You know, for those of you that are ever been in labor, you had to be persistent because you know what? We're there. We're just there, and this is all in it. And, you know, we would just love to just, you know, we as ladies would love to just kind of go in, even with your dream, kind of just go in and like, okay, I'm in labor. Okay, you say I'm ready, let's go. But we tend to see that you have to realize how important in anything in life, you have to realize that you have to have to be, you know, persevere and persistent. You really have to be able to push. And before you know it, it's like, there it is. So that is something that you need to realize that about your dream. And I know some of you may feel discouraged, and some of you may feel, well, you know, I went back, applied for something Friday, Giver of Life, and Monday I got the results, and it's just like, okay, we're going to press fear. Okay, I kind of like was looking for this letter, you know, and it came, and it's just like, okay, we're still going to press fear. We're still going to be pressed through this and get through this because it's a part. You know, sometimes I know we look at people's success, but they had to be persistent. They had to be there to persevere. They had to really just find themselves just, you know, not giving up really. And it's a lesson of life, you know, and it gets frustration, really. It really gets frustrated. I just want to let you know how real you are and how real the dream is. And it's not always howdy, howdy. It's not always, oh, you know, you just have to take a breath and just take a breather and just kind of just make some baby steps. As long as you don't stop. Long as you don't stop, because your dream, it is. I mean, when you start out, it was happy and oh, but we're in a place. We're just in a place in life, and I just want to be able, I'm not here just to just maybe wipe your tears, but I'm just here to just tell you, come on, let's not give up. Just not, let us just not get up, because you've got places to go and people to meet, and, you know, really, your dream is waiting for you. And if you really would just reminisce a little bit, you had to persevere to get where you are now. So you're going to have to persevere to get where you want to go, and you're going to get there. You're really going to get there. And this is just so important that you get there, because you know what? No one feels the sweat and the tears but you, so you want to celebrate. You're not being able to say, oh, you know, like, oh, just like everybody else probably won't understand your, you know, your reaction, but hey, yeah, all of us that have become successful in one part of life or the other, we really had to persevere, and we really had to be persistent. So I want you not to give up. And if for some reason you guys, those of you that are really want to become bakers, because I am running across this young lady that's baking cakes like often. I mean, I knew this young lady when she was little, and she's persevering. She's really, and I know she burned some cakes. You know, just didn't come out. But you know what? You find out that really greatness come. Even it's going to get better, taste better, look better if you can just find yourself persevering and being persistent. You know, okay, well, all right. I put the eggs in there, give up life, I put the sugar. I wasted all this. No, it's not wasted. It's just that you've learned a lesson. You just learned some things that you need to do. No more salt, no more this. You need to add a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You just have to realize how important it is for you to just persevere. Really, to really just hang in there and realize, you know what, I'm just not going to give up on life. Because there are some keys in life that a lot of times we just realize, is everybody under pressure? Mm-hmm. Is everybody, mm-hmm, really? You know, even we find out our candidates, you know, they find themselves, you know, in places where, you know, I have to persevere, you know, even standing, looking. You have to use it. It's just not something that you just, okay, I'm going to go to my house and I'm going to go in the bathroom and I'm going to go in my secret place and I'm going to get together. No, it's something that's in you. It's something that you have to just clear your throat and just say, okay. And I'm being real with you guys. How bad you want it? How bad do you want it? It's going to be worth it. You're going to value it. You're going to understand the value of it. You know, like your kids, sometimes you can tell you just don't know what I went through. And you don't. Really, until you have been, and it goes on and on and on. But we're going to get there, and it's just so important that you get there. So, it's, you know, when you do everything for you, you're really taking care of everyone, really. When you're persevering, you're being persistent, really. There's so many people that are really just waiting, you know, to really just bring in maybe a pattern, maybe their idea, you know, because you're going to need a lot of people. There'll be a lot of people for your dream. If it's a restaurant, I don't care if you're an undertaker, you're going to need some people. Anyway, that book that you're writing really is just so important. And someone's just really just saying, you know, I'm good at this, and I'm good at this, and I'm good at this. And if everybody just persevere and everybody just be persistent, and all of a sudden you say, it's nice knowing you, nice knowing you. You know what you're doing? Yes, I pushed. Yes, I did this. I know, you know, are you sure? Yeah. I know what it took to get here, so I know what I'm doing. So I want to let you know that the pressure that you're up under, it's a part of you becoming successful. It's a part of you becoming a part of your dream, really. So it's, you know, you're like a tough audience yourself. And when I say audience, you know that's more than one. So your eyes and your ears and your feeling and your all of those right there. You got to bring all them brothers. You're like, come on. And your mind says, don't want them. You know, your feelings say, I'm tired. And, you know, and then all other parts of you. But you got to realize that it's just so important that you just kind of pick up this pace. Just don't stop. Whatever you do, just don't stop. Because to succeed, you must have tremendous perseverance, tremendous will, really. That you just have to have this type of will. You have to work hard. You have to reach for your goal. That's something that has to be in you. And it doesn't always just kind of be in, you know, what did you accomplish today? You had to persevere. To even make it to the night, you had to persevere. You know, didn't feel the greatest, didn't look the greatest. Probably things didn't go the way you want them to go, but you have to persevere. Things are going to get better. They're going to get better. Because the day goes with tomorrow, and tomorrow goes with the next day, and before you know it, you made it. So I want you to realize that it's, you know, it's really, you know, so important. And one thing that about persevering, about being persistent, you don't stay with the problem long. You really don't. Some people just wonder, why am I still doing? Because you have to persevere through that. You have to, why is it still here? You know, why is it, you know, lasting so long? Because you didn't do a little pushing. You just didn't do a little, you know, saying, okay. You know, you just go, all right, you know, like that. And believe me, you're going to make it, really. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Nothing, really. You have to find yourself that persistence and determination alone are, you know, their opponents. Really, you have to realize how important it is to really even solve the problems of the human. There must be a place of persistence. There must be a place of saying, okay, I'm going to go on, really. When you get into a tight place and everything goes against you until it seems like, you know, you just can't hold on, just not hold on for no longer. Never give up then, because you know what? That's just the place and the time that the tides are going to turn. And you probably say, what? If you've ever gotten there, you realize, like, wow. Like, whoa. You know, if you guys have ever been on an interstate, and you tend to be traveling, and, you know, all of a sudden we pass through these towns, and we see the lights, and we see all these hotels and all these restaurants if you want to stop and just take a break, you know. And a lot of times if you're not careful, you know, and some of us do think that we, you know, could kind of like measure how much gas we have in our car, and we tend to say, but wait, I don't want to stop now. I just want to stop now. I'm just going to just go and probably check out the next gas station or whatever, especially gas, really. So I found myself doing this, so I'm just like, okay. Okay, you know, I kept riding, and you know, you, when you can see a distance where it's a hill and cars ahead of you, and you're just, and all of a sudden something begin to just drop in your stomach to say, what? You know, I thought, you know, I you know, the gas station wasn't that far, and then all of a sudden, don't let that light in the car come on, bing, like that. You know, because you want to be persistent. You want to keep going. You know, you don't want to turn around. You know, and you know these exes that they have. You don't know how much you have to turn around and go back and whatever. And sometimes when we're not persistent and sometimes we don't find ourselves really just, you know, being able to press, we tend to turn around. So, you know, you, all right, you've lost some things, even though you turn around. You turned around, you know, whatever. But you want to keep going. You want to be persistent. You want to keep moving in this. And we find ourselves to where we just literally find ourselves just like, okay, how far is that gas station? And you look ahead of you and you see all these cars and these trees, and it's just like, I'm just waiting for that sign again. I'm waiting for that sign that say, you know, exit B3, you know, gas station and restaurants and everything. And all of a sudden, there's something in you, you know, just like, I mean, between the fear, between what you feel, you got to say, I can't turn around. I just can't turn around. I got to keep going. And you just, oh, and that light, I don't know when we'll put that light in the car, but anyway, you know. But you be persistent, and you find out, you know what you've done? You pressed. You press beyond what you felt. You press beyond the fear. You press beyond the nervous. Okay, come on, car. Come on, car. Make it. And before you know it, and all of a sudden you say, oh, and you made it. So you feel that way. Like when you're headed to a destiny, when you're headed to a dream, you tend to feel that way, to just say, am I going to run out of strength? Am I going to live to see it? Am I going to ever get there? You just stay persistent. You just really just realize that when the times really get tough, tide's going to change. And if you never, I'm serious, I realized some places in my dream, in some of the things that I wanted to do, it was just like, wow, it's just like, is this ever going to work? And when the tides, I'm telling you, life is real, you are real, and no one, I would like to know of anyone that hasn't gotten to a hard place, into a tough place, but they were persistent. You know, like my grandmother said, you kind of look back and wonder how you got over. You know, you were persistent. You were really persistent. And I just want you to really just hang in there, make some baby steps. Just don't stop. Just don't stop. Just stay persistent. Just stick with it, really. And you're going to get there. And things are going to change. It's called life. If you can work with it, you know. And then if you do stop, if you do make some mistakes, you know, get up. Because it's there again. You have to be persistent again, even in a basketball game, even in a football game. Even just show me anything in life. You have to be persistent. Oh, you know, you're about 20 points behind. Oh, you know, they're winning. Oh, it's the fourth quarter. And then you go in the locker room. You know, they just don't be in the locker room just saying, you know, things like, you know, whatever. Then, you know, they be encouraging you. They be encouraging you to be persistent. So I want you to be persistent. I want you to really find yourself really just moving, really. And failure is not always a mistake. It may simply be the best one you can do under the circumstance. The real mistake is to stop trying. Don't you stop trying. Don't you stop trying, really. So perseverance is like it's falling 19 times and succeeding the 20. And you're going to do that. You're going to accomplish that. You're going to make it to that place. You really are. So it's just so important, really, guys, that you just really, you're going to make it through the holidays. And I know sometimes people are like, wow, you know, this, you know, things happen. Things really happen during the holidays, but people persevere. Things maybe happen on your birthday. Things maybe happen. You know, it's just life. But I want you, as a dreamer, to persevere. I want you to be persistent. And as long as you, you know, I don't care if you made a mistake. You're not a failure, really. You may even find yourself encountering many defeats, but you must be defeated to be necessary. You have to have a necessity, really, to encounter this defeat, you know, so you can know who you are, really. Sometimes we can tend to say, I'm this until something comes. So really, you are that person that's going to write that book. You are that person that's going to do this. You are that person that's going to be this designer. You are that person that's going to accomplish that. I know right now, it's just like push. You know, you're going to birth this thing. It's going to be. Call it. Say it. And I just hope that some things that I'm really just sharing with you can really just say, okay, I'm going to do this. Really, because success really is a sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. That's what success is. It's a sum of small efforts. You know, it doesn't have to be a big, just the idea that whatever you've done today, you put forth an effort, and it has something to do with the next dot and the next piece of puzzle, and before you know it, you're there. You're there, and you can write about it, and you can sing about it, and you can, I don't know where you're going to put it, wherever you're going to put it, in becoming a lawyer, a doctor, you know, it's just like you can use it. Because you know what? It was a part of your success. So I want you to understand that success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. So today, baby steps. You know, really, you can't sit down and make steps. You got to get up. You have to get up, and it's just so important, really, how important it is. And there is some strength, and they don't have to be so much in lifting. It's just the idea to say, okay, all right. So you have to realize champions keep playing until they get it right. Champions, they keep playing until they get it right, and you're going to keep doing it until you get it right, really. I know you guys heard this saying, don't throw the baby out with the dishwater. You know, don't throw your dream up. Don't throw it out. I don't. No matter what, you just persevere. It's going to be. It really is. I was thinking today, and just reminiscing, and my mind went back to when I first moved from the north to the south. And I'm telling you, it was the adjusting period. Oh, you have to be persistent. In a relationship, when you first open your business, when you first just, I'm going back to school, adjustment. Well, I'm going to try adjustment. And a lot of times, you know why people don't make it through the adjustment period? They don't persevere. You have to persevere. You have to be persistent. I mean, I'm telling you, I counsel some people, and I tell them, I said, I'm going to tell you something. Guys, you got this big wedding, and, oh, man, you're a beautiful bride, and, oh, the honeymoon, and, oh, the gifts, and, oh, the love you, and all those other little things, whatever you guys do, you know. But it's just like, okay, we got to go back home. We got to go back to work. You have to be persistent because, see, while you were dreaming, I'm going to be married, but you were literally living by yourself. You know, when you were dreaming about the book, when you were dreaming about, you know, but you had to run into people that had to edit it and people that say, well, you shouldn't put this there and put that there, and we're going to send it back to you and this, that, and the other. And I mean, when you were writing it down and you just got that get-go, that spirit of writing, and, oh, this is so good, and this is so good, and then someone had to read it, you know, and then they had to send it back. Well, we think you shouldn't say this, and we think you should put this, that, and the other. And I think sometimes we tend not to be able to deal with disappointment. We tend not to be able to deal with criticism. But that's all a part of having you to become who you are. It is so important that you really persevere through these places. Cry, feelings hurt, don't know how you're going to make it. Persevere. Because I believe that when something is a part of you and this is who you're supposed to be, there are a lot of things in life that I found out that was in place. I just had to persevere to get there. I just had to push to get there. Even though I'm like, what? Like, there was a time, guys, I am going through some things in my life of really opening my businesses and everything. That was a time that I literally, and I just wonder, I can look at it now and really just hope that it will just help you. That was a time that I was doing just so much, I fell into a depression. And once I fell into this depression, it was like I just couldn't deal with all that medicine. I just couldn't deal with all the medicine. And I had to persevere. And I went to psychiatrists, and I went to doctors, and I went to this. And then all of a sudden, I just had to prove to myself. I had to prove to myself. I literally drove through four or five states because I was yet running my business, and I had to go to a fashion show, and I had to go and deal with some buyers and do some shopping and everything. And something kept saying, you can't do it. You're sick. You know, and I mean, if any of you guys have really just where your nerves just shut down on, just know. And I think I drove through one town, and then after that, it's just like, why don't you turn around? Why don't you turn around? And I kept saying, but I've got to do this, and I can do this, and I just can't just sit. I can't just do this. Do you guys know that I literally began to feel better when I began to do what I felt like I couldn't do? That's where your greatest blessing is, in doing what you don't want to do. And there's times, and I know when it comes down to difficult, I don't want to get up. I don't want to. You got to. I don't feel. You've got to. I can't. You've got to. It's a part of you becoming successful. People that you look at that are successful now, and they're driving, and they look. Let me tell you something. You know how many no's that these people have heard? No, we're not looking for that. No, we're looking for this. No, you sing too loud. No, you're too tall. No, you're too big. But they persevere. So I want to let you know, get up off that stool of woe is me. Nobody's going through. Everybody, just persevere. Just really persevere. Just really be persistent. And I literally, when I went back to my doctor, and he said, well, what happened? You know, and it was just a place in me. You know, I'm not talking against medicine, but you literally sometimes, if you notice when you come out of surgery, they tell you get up, and you say, what? Wait a minute. You have to get up. When I went through that, let me tell you, I bet I got up the next time. You have to get up. You have to persevere. You have to literally, you know. And they were telling me, they say, give of life. If you don't get up, this gas is going to set in. And I'm telling you, it's not too much we can give you. You know, you're going to have to get. And I guarantee you, when I went back in surgery again, I was like, get me up. They said, wait a minute, wait. We're going to get up. We're going to get you up. Because I went through an episode to where, and that's why I tell you, failure doesn't mean that you're defeated. You just learn a lesson in life like we all have. So I want you to persevere. I want you to be persistent. And I mean, I know it might hurt, but just make some baby steps. And just make some baby steps. And before you know it, I'm healing. I'm pressing on in another stage in my life. And you're going to do the same. And this is so real. It's so real. And I just hope that you realize champions keep playing until they get it right. You're a champion, really. And you're going to get it right. Just get up, really. Write about it. Sing about it, really. You're going to find yourself, really. There's going to be some things, really. Great works are performed not by strength, but perseverance. Not so much by strength, but by persevering. Really, you'll find yourself really just, you know. Through perseverance, many people win success out of what seemed really to be such a failure. Like, really, I'm really going to do this, really. So, you know, so when you have a great and difficult task, sometimes, perhaps, almost impossible. If you only work a little at a time, every day a little, suddenly the work will finish itself. When you have a great and difficult task, sometimes perhaps almost impossible, if you only work a little at a time, every day a little, suddenly the work will finish. Persevere, really. Just find out one baby step, one at a time, really. So, you know, because if you aren't going, really, and you aren't going to find anybody that is going to be successful without making a sacrifice and without perseverance. You have to push, really. You really have to push, really. And you're going to find out. It doesn't matter how slow you go as long as you don't stop. It's just so important, guys. And I really hope that I've said something really to encourage you, because, you know, it's not a good day. It's I mean, come on, let's be real. There's days that you're like, what? It's days where you're just like, you know, but you're going to be okay. How bad do you want it? How real is it in you? Believe me, you're going to have to be real, because these things that we go through before we get there, they're real. Disappointment is real, really. You know, like, no, can't do it. Sorry, you know, decline, you know, but you persevere. You persevere until, like, wow. And if you do it, the work is going to be finished. It's going to be done, really. If not, you're going to go back and say, this is not finished. No, because you did not persevere. There was something yesterday that I found myself confronted with. And I really was, asking some other people to do it, and they tend not to do it. So I done it. And I told them, I said, I need you to come and see something. And they said, you know what? I thought that you probably needed, I think they said pressure wash or something. They said, I said, no. All it just took was these, you know, these were just some things that just need to be brushed off. And it was just like, wow. So can you imagine if you don't persevere, how you think or you thought like that? Really, I want you to persevere. I want you to really just find yourself just picking yourself up and say, okay, giver of life, I'm going to just, I'll make one step, really. And they're always, believe me, in life, and then you might, and I know you tend to might feel bad about this, but you're going to hit places that seem impossible. You're going to hit places that are hard. But you know what? You persevere. You know, you're in a ring, really. Your opponent is life. You're fighting for your dream, and you're going to be okay. So, guys, I'm telling you, you know, the time just seemed like when we get to talking, you know, we're just like, wow. But we're going to talk about this again because I feel that you need to be encouraged. I feel that if you're crying, I want to let you know that it's okay. I want to feel that you feel like you're disappointed. You feel like what? It's okay. It's a part of where you're going. And I just don't want you to stop. Because if you stop and you know, you kind of like wait a month or two, like you still want it, you're still going to have to start all over again, and you're still going to hit that place again, really. I've seen a young lady that literally just got a little discouraged, as we all do, and just figure the best thing to do is forget this, and come to find out it was just like she started missing. She started missing her dream. She started finding out things that really she couldn't accomplish because, you know, she just was not where she was supposed to be. And I tend to, we talked and we prayed together. And before you know it, you know, this young lady looked up. She's got back her dream, you know. But you know what? She still has to persevere in those same places, dealing with crazy people, dealing with folks that, like that, you know. And I just keep encouraging, hang in there, girl. You know what? You know you had some dreams. You know, you got some vision. You're talking some big stuff you're going to have, you're going to get. And you are. But this place right here where it tends to just seem like, wow. And everybody needs somebody to just say, okay, it's all right. Even if you fail, it's okay. Even if you look like, wow, just get up. Just really get up. You know, I understand what it is when they say you put your foot on someone's neck. Don't do that. That's a dreamer you got your foot on. And you know what? That might be your boss. That just might be who you need. So anyway, guys, I want you to realize how important it is that you really just realize that, really, I've got to do this. I really have to do this, really. So it's just, you know, it's nothing in this world that can take the place of being persistent, really. Your talent, you know, it's just, really, you find out that a lot of people that are unsuccessful men, you know, they have talents, but they're unsuccessful because they didn't persevere. Man, you have that talent. Why don't you use it? I gave up, man. You can sing like that. You can write like that. You can do that. Why haven't you really just, you can cook like that? Why you didn't put that out there? Why you didn't write a recipe? Why, man, I wasn't persistent. I just figured, you know, really. Well, no. But really, someone wants to hear this, really. And persistence and determination, really. You got to realize how important that you really have to push. Have to push, really. So I want you to just realize when you get into a tight place and everything goes against you until it seems as if you couldn't hold on a minute longer, never give up then. For that's just the place and time that the top will turn. It will turn. So, guys, this is Giver of Life, and I tell you, I think that we need to continue this on PSJ Life Let's Talk Show. I want to give you that number. It's 605-475-4000, asset code number 945830. And we can continue this, and maybe, you know, you can just feel a little peppy because tomorrow is coming, really, and it has some things for you. And if you can just push there, it's just like, girl, if I don't know, girl, you know, like that, it's going to happen for you. I'm not giving up because you know what? I have nowhere to go. You know, I'm not going back. You know, don't dare try to go to your dream driving, looking through the rearview mirror. No, just want to keep your focus. Just want to keep you looking forward. Just want to keep the motor rolling. Don't turn that key off. Don't you turn that motor off. We're going somewhere. Really, your tires and motor's good. You know, you're good. and we're going to get there, okay? So this is Giver of Life, and I hope I've said something that is kind of like you just make you put that thing in drive and say, I think I'm going to go a little further, okay? So I'll be back, and we can discuss some more about this on PSJ Life. Let's Talk Talk Show, 605-475-4000, asset code number 945830. Until then, this is Giver of Life. Enjoy your life.